막히! 하마 요리 뭐 하약!
내 잠깐 내
차로와 칼시 요리 뭐 쭉!
삐에 삐에
가이 삐라다 슛도미! 아! 슬라우미로 달리다!
고기다!
개코 가면다! 소우데스! 개코 가면데스! 개코 가면 논사와 포이 우주노 가라타가라 고로치키우는 수가다오 알아왔시! 세이킨 참무기도 틀타임에! 이치야! 세기노 담에 다가이 지르기도 일노데스! 개코 가면 논사와 이타이! 따르데 아리마쇼!
이야! 간저 긴저 간저 드드이다!
月光仮面のおじさんはただいま地球上に着いたばかりだとおっしゃっております。
アフイリスタクイラホンダ君だ。
私の大好物はレバイタメライスと餃子だと言っております。
ロレンチョホンテペペペッペ
ペペペッペ、ごもっともです。先生、ごもっともでございます。
モンドモンドモンド、
やはりマリリンモンドは良かった。今の女性はなっとらんと言っております。
ないで時間、
時間がなくなってきたので最後の一言を決めたいと言っております。
そんならばアンチャのように現れて、ほんでもってこれまだはやてのように去ってゆく。ああ、月光仮面のおじちゃんは正義の味方だ。いい人だ。
à l'instant les Japonais de Chin Kitchen, un groupe qui aimait bien les guitares, je vous l'avais dit, hein, les Japonais sont très axés, très hard, un peu heavy, psychédélique. C'était un groupe qui a sorti, je crois, plusieurs choses. En tout cas, c'est issu de leur album qui s'appelle Chin Kitchen and His Friends, sorti en 71. Et le titre que je vous ai proposé s'appelait Freedom of a Mad Paper Lantern. Et juste avant, il y avait l'allumé. Moi, ça me faisait beaucoup rire, ce titre. Il s'énerve vraiment. Ça se trouve, c'est des choses très gentilles. Souvent, dans les films japonais, on voit ça. Je t'aime. En tout cas, le blues rock, sympathique. Hein. Pas tout pigé, mais enfin, bref. J'ai pas le nom du groupe ni le nom du titre. Hein. C'est sur une compilation où tout est écrit en japonais. Voilà, c'est dommage. On continue ce petit voyage avec un groupe qui s'appelle Voltage, toujours japonais. Ils ont fait une reprise, un classique de la soul music qui s'appelle Knock on Wood, Voltage dans Stone Circus.
Other living things. my freedom, you shot and killed and stole all of the good things in this world. Yeah. Don't you realize the day you were born, he gave you your life and he gave you a beautiful home. Yeah. So be if you're thinking about yourself, you must think now for everybody else to live. And hide. Don't you run and hide. Give back all the things you took. Yeah!
Enfin, pas tout à fait, un autre extrait d'un grand groupe japonais qui s'appelle le groupe, il a un nom à coucher dehors, il s'appelle Speedglue and Chinky. En fait, je vous ai passé tout à l'heure Chinky Chen, et bien voilà, Chinky Chen a fait aussi un autre groupe avec, en compagnie d'autres membres, hein. Il y avait des Américains, je crois, dans le groupe. Ils ont sorti un double album en 72, d'où était extrait ce titre là qu'on vient d'entendre, qui s'appelle Run and Hide. Album très très recherché, il cotait à l'époque qu'est sorti la compile dont on a extrait ce titre, dans les 2000 €.
Ah, pas mal.
Oui, c'est un album assez recherché. Si vous l'avez, gardez-le. Voilà, donc Heavy Psy, un peu à la Blue Cheer, avec des tendances un peu hard de par moment, de grosses guitares. Voilà, l'émission est quasi terminée. J'espère que cela vous a plu. J'espère que le vol s'est bien passé, hein, Didier, ça va?
Très bien.
Pas trop de trucs d'air.
On va repartir la semaine prochaine.
Et on va où la semaine prochaine? Parce qu'on va faire une bonne pause d'une semaine là.
Ah oui, eh bien, je pense qu'on commencera par la Corée.
Ouais, très bien.
Voilà, on verra la Thaïlande, la Malaisie, Singapour, le Cambodge. L'Inde.
Et peut-être si on a le temps, on fera une petite escale rapide en Turquie.
Avant la troisième émission, là, on abordera un peu plus. On fera une transition.
Ouais, tout à fait. Dans tous les pays que tu viens de citer, c'est vrai qu'aujourd'hui, on n'a pas vraiment écouté des choses très folkloriques dans les instruments. Vous verrez pour les pays qui arrivent là, ça va être un petit peu plus folklore, notamment en Inde et en Thaïlande. C'est assez kitsch. Voilà, l'émission est quasi terminée. On va se quitter avec un groupe qui est au garage beat japonais, ce que les Beatles c'était à l'Angleterre. Voilà, sans eux, il n'y aurait peut-être pas eu tous ces autres groupes. Hein. Alors, j'en ai oublié. Hein, dans les japonais, il y a des groupes très influents sur la musique psychédélique, qui sont par exemple Flower Traveling Band, qui a sorti pas mal d'albums, Blues Creation, Samurai, Magical Power Mako, et plus récemment des groupes comme Acid Mother Temple qui sortent des albums pas possibles. C'est beaucoup de guitare Acid Mother Temple. Ou encore plus récemment, il y a un groupe qu'on a vu au Tonton Flingue.
Oh le mec,
le vieux con. Au Mondo Bizarro, qui s'appelait Overhang Party, moi que j'avais beaucoup aimé, voilà. Et tous ces groupes là, les derniers, sont très influencés par tous les bands que vous venez d'entendre dans cette émission. Allez, on espère vous retrouver
la semaine prochaine.
Voilà, en compagnie de Stone Circus Airlines. Oh là, ça va plus du tout à se coucher, nous. Allez, on se quitte avec les Mops. Umaeno, Subeteo. Il n'y a pas d'émission La Peau des Roues. Alors, il est peut-être en retard. En tout cas, on vous laisse avec de la musique. Salut Didier.
Salut.
Merci. Ouais. À la semaine prochaine.
Yade. 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 Mo. Mo, dore mai. あ、もうお前話せない。お前なしではもうやだ。この手を俺のために、この香りを俺のために、このぬくもりを俺のために、もしお前がいなくなったら、俺は暗い闇に沈んでしまう。だからしっかり俺の手をお願い。 I love you. バカだというのか、クレイジーだというのか、いいのさ、なんと思われても。だからしっかり俺の手を、お願い。 I love you.
We're going to explore the secrets and see what we can expose.
It's a scary place, but I think we'll be okay. So don't panic and just pay attention and let's see what we can find.
Come on, make me believe what you're saying.
Can we waken this up a little?
Yeah, if you think you can.
Yeah.
If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna
strange and so real.
Tell you, a long time ago, some people came here and weren't supposed to be here. It's crazy, right? But you know what? They came here, fucked up a lot of shit. You see the knowledge. But, you know, we're going, we'll build ours, and we'll keep on moving. That's how it gotta be. Everything is everything. They with us. Ain't nothing against us. Flowing straight through the sun. And out again. It's knowledge. Knowledge. You gotta be there to get it. Don't front. Learn a lot when you listen. You just gotta listen. It's right there in front of you. In front of your face. This is ours. Don't be scared. Y'all don't be scared either. Telling you how it is. This is the world. This is us. You know, it's fun. Stress. It's how you feel. It's the world. I love it. I live here. I feel it. I don't. You know, this is part of the grind, this is part of the world, part of everything that we've been through, everything we could go through, everything we are, everything we ain't. Right here, this vid, this whole vid, if you listen this far, this whole vid is about 2012. Listen. Listen.
awake, don't rest your head, don't lie down upon your bed. While the moon drifts in the skies, stay awake, don't you close your eyes. Don't rest your head, don't lie down upon your bed. While the moon drifts in the sky, stay awake, don't close your eyes. Though the world is fast asleep, and though your pillow is soft and deep, you're not sleeping as you seem. Stay awake, don't nod and dream. Stay awake, oh, don't you rush your head. Don't lie down upon your bed. And while the moon drifts in the sky, stay awake, don't you close your eyes. Know the world is fast asleep, and though your pillow is soft and deep, you're not sleeping as you sleep. Stay awake, no nod and dream. Now stay awake, don't rest your head, don't lie down upon your bed, Papa, the boy. While the moon drifts in the sky, stay awake, don't you close your eyes. Stay awake, stay awake. Lie down upon the bed. The moon drifts in the sky.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
There was this stranger who came into our town. He was tall and had a dark look about him, and a special brilliance was in his eyes. When he looked at us, there was the feeling that he could see right down to the bottom. We may have been mistaken in this, but at the time, no questions were asked. The questions always come later. All we cared about was the mystery we sensed in this stranger, and we waited to see what would happen. One evening that was different from any other, he got us all together in the big auditorium. He stood there on the huge stage. The only light was on him, and we waited in the dark. Then out of his tallness came the chanting. First, as a whisper we could hardly hear. The flippity chip on the pippity pop. The flippity chip on the pippity pop. It didn't make any sense. We were caught up in something we didn't understand. He had trapped us without our knowing it. Possibly it was his manner. And we came alive to him as he slowly moved us with his chant through the land of hush into insistent, savage, throbbing crescendos of ecstasy, as if it were the only thing we could do. We started to chant with him. The flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop, the flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop. And he was up on the high stage, laughing with all his might, shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous of his power, who felt they should be in the center of the stage, with the light shining on them. They were against our hero in the chanting and are going to be with him every free moment. And so, little by little, a little later, these critics set to work to make nonsense out of the sense of what we were doing. And they succeeded. They destroyed our hero's faith in himself. He didn't have it anymore. After a few disappointing times in the big auditorium, the light gone out of him, we all stopped going. And the man who had once seemed so tall and who now seems so much smaller left our town, saying no, no, no. We lived through the boredom of the time that followed, telling each other pale stories of what once was and what might have been if. We lived on histories and hopes. We did this until the miracle we never thought would happen again happened. Another stranger came into our town, and he too was tall and dark and had eyes that could look right down into the bottom of you. And he got us all together in the big auditorium. And with the light on him, we were in the dark. He chanted, the flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop, the flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop. And we joined in, and the magic was in us. And he was laughing, and all his might was with him. And he was shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous and so forth. You know what they did. Little by little, a little later, they put us back on the narrow path. This is the way things have been in our town for as long as anyone cares to remember. By the way, how are things in your town?
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're the enemy.
We obey no one. We are the superior beings.
We'll be right back. to the neck in sand and you leave me bleeding like a no good man. A man-sized eagle bearing down on me. A man-sized eagle never let me be. You covered my mouth so I could not sing. You left me crying, it's an Allah thing. A man-sized eagle bearing down on me. A man-sized eagle never let me.
Overflowing with a lot of machines. Now I don't mean the buses, the trucks or cars. I'm talking about the people, yeah, you know who they are.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high-powered revved-up body machine. Your high-powered revved-up body machine.
I'd be a fool if I said that the fuel that we needed to burn was gasoline. Cause the fuel we use is the stuff called food, and it puts out the power for our machine. You make a stop at the filling station,
fill it up with chicken sandwich to go.
As you start to chew, your body does it, all systems go.
Now that sandwich contains some very important kinds of food energy for your body. The chicken gives you protein, bread, carbohydrate, mayonnaise, fat. And the lettuce has vitamins plus cellulose or roughage. Together these things help keep your body machine running smoothly.
First the saliva, kinda like a driver,
move to the rear of the mouth.
But what it's doing, along with teeth chewing, is taking food and breaking it down. Down to the stomach, the food is pushed, the esophagus does its stuff. And the stomach starts,
look at those moving parts,
as the body machine turns up.
Gastric juices operate on proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
In the stomach, they do what they do. They take out nutrition and use it for you.
When the cellulose in those leaves, you know, will control the traffic flow.
Helps the food to move along so the good stays in.
And the bad gets gone.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know, they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high power. Body machine, your high-powered revved-up body machine.
Then the small intestine does most of your digesting by sending all the nutrients in through the villi,
which look a little silly,
but act as little vents. The bloodstream passes, the nutrients it catches, and takes them to the cells you see. You use what it delivers
and store some in the liver
for future energy.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high-powered revved-up body machine. Your high-powered revved-up body machine.
Your high-powered revved-up, complicated, tuned-up, fascinating body machine. Take care of that machine. You've got such a great model there, honey.
Give it the right fuel, high protein, low calorie.
Take it out for a spin every day.
Tried to sail away using nothing but a soap on a rope.
Tuesday.
He could come every Tuesday.
Love is beside your bed. If they let me, I'd drive a big old truck. I'd throw away people from fashion books. I'd put them in a sack and then I'd throw them in back of the truck.
Cookies. If you leave me in milk too long, I start to get soggy.
Soggy.
If the Keebler Elves could talk, they say they want to hire me. I can find the biggest cookie in the world, and then they'd fire me.
with the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world. With the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world. With the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world. With the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world. With the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world. With the wave of a manicured hand, you could save the world.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.